Unit 4. Reading. Exercise 2. Animal emotions.
If you've read my blog before, you already know that I'm an animal lover. My two dogs are the best four-legged friends in the world. And I've also adopted a long-haired, one-eyed cat with an attitude. She seems to know exactly what I'm thinking. So this month, I wanted to ask a question. Can animals think and feel like we do? In the 16th century, the philosopher René Descartes said that animals were like mechanical robots, which didn't feel pain or have thoughts and feelings. Since then, opinions have changed, as scientists have spent a lot of time researching animals. Here are a few of the surprising things which they've observed. When an elephant dies, the other elephants in the group cover its body and stand next to it. They stay near the dead animal for days and seem broken-hearted. Members of the group will visit the place months and sometimes years later. It seems like they could be expressing their sadness. They might, perhaps, have emotions. Whales act like they're happily in love. They embrace and play together. Some, like orcas, have one partner for life. There are stories about dolphins which have protected humans from sharks. Captive dolphins also get excited when they receive rewards for doing tricks. Studies show that chimpanzees are sympathetic to each other. One chimpanzee will hug another chimpanzee if it is hurt. It's not only big-brained mammals which show sympathy. Crows, like elephants, stand in a group when one dies and bring grass to cover the body. Scientists have also noted that mice appear worried when another mouse is in pain. Animals in a group certainly have different personalities. Some are confident, some are shy, some are relaxed, others are more aggressive and assertive. So what about Descartes? To me, it's pretty obvious that he was wrong. The evidence suggests that animals must feel something. They can't simply be like robots. Researchers are using brain scans to discover more about animal behaviour, so we may know more about their emotions in the future. For now, we should be open-minded and considerate towards animals. They might be thinking more than we realise.